1-2 start to the season for the Princeton Lady Tigers. They are at South Harrison tomorrow. They were to play their GRC opener last night, but it's one of those things that if you're watching radar last night, if you were further west, you didn't get your game in. If you're further east, Trenton Milan, you got your game in. So half of the games were in. Coach Hall was telling me, you got a half inning in last night, Coach, and by the time the bottom of the first, you saw some lightning and that was it.
Yeah, it was unfortunate for us. Our leadoff hitter stepped in the box for the first pitch, and before that could happen, they called it for lightning.
We don't want to call it completely unfortunate because there's some farmers in Mercer County that are really happy to see the rain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's one of those things
still
that
need rain.
Yep. From a softball perspective, a sad thing. From a perspective of everybody else, we're happy to see the rain. How did the girls play on Saturday, Coach? Just your overall feeling coming out of the Albany tournament.
You know, I was very pleased with the way that we were able to produce runs on Saturday. In our three games, we put up 17 runs, which is something that we haven't been able to do the last few years. We've gotten some production out of our offense, but not to that volume. So that's something that I hope we can continue throughout the season. Where we struggled a little bit Saturday was some defensive situations here and there, and our pitching, both of our pitchers struggled just a little bit as far as the number of walks goes. It was also a really hot day, and, you know, that wears on a person after a while. So we did a lot of really good things and a lot of good things to look forward to this season.
Lauren's going to be a really good pitcher for you, but at some point, even as a freshman, you just got to go out there, you got to get your feet wet. So did it kind of just feel like that was kind of her initiation to varsity on Saturday?
Absolutely. I have nothing but high hopes for Lauren. She is a freshman coming in to her first game, and the first varsity game being a three-day tournament on a 95-degree day with an even hotter index than that, you know, that's a tough situation to come in and let that be your first day as a varsity pitcher. But she did a lot of things really well, and we recognize some things that we also need to work on, and her and I have talked about that. So I know that she's going to only improve as the season goes on.
I'll refresh my memory, Coach. Who was it that you were going to play last night? It was Maysville, right?
Maysville.
Gotcha. So at some point, you'll play them again. Is there any early notice here of a makeup date for that or no?
I have not heard anything. Our athletic director was gone today, so I haven't heard anything on that front.
Yeah, we don't want to call John out publicly 24 hours after the fact. Say, John, get on that. We want a date. But I was going to make the point that you have a young softball team, and yeah, I'll look at this with rosy glasses. The fact that you get a game rained out early in the season that obviously you'll get to make up later, you want to think that with a young and talented team that if you play Maysville later in the season, it works out better for you because you'll be much improved.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a conference game that we absolutely can go out and get. And it being the first game of the conference season, you know, you want to always start out with a win. So that's something that I think whenever we do make up that game, we'll be a little bit more experienced, and we'll be all the better for it.
And the first thing I thought when I think we were tweeting back and forth Saturday or Monday, and I wanted to know what the scores were, and you sent me back the results. And my first thought was, you know what, it's a young team. And Stanbury was going to be tough. We knew that. And I'm sure the Albany loss was a disappointing one, but the King City win was a good win for your program.
It was. You know, we just never stopped producing runs in that. Every inning, we were hitting the ball, and every inning we had runners on base. And so we were just producing offensively, which is really exciting. Like I said earlier, offensive production has not always been our strong point, so I'm really excited about the start that we're off to this season.
Especially because you have more speed, which we talked about last week on the roster. It's one thing to have speed and go first to third, steal second base, getting scoring position. That's huge. But when you have speed, if you just put the ball on the ground in the infield and put pressure on the defense, you got a pretty good shot of making it to first.
Huge. And like I told you before, I've never had a ton of speed. I've had, you know, maybe one or two, but I've got like four or five that have really good speed on the bases this year. And like Lindsay Batson in the Albany tournament, it's a deep shot to right, and she's just so quick that she turns it into an in-the-park home run. She's just that quick on the bases. So it's new for me as a coach to learn how to use that speed effectively.
So you go to Bethany on Thursday nights. Yeah, it's one of those things that they've been rebuilding. We know that for about 3 years running. It seems to me that South Harrison, as the rebuilding project continues, they get a little bit better every year, and I would assume that's again the case this year.
Oh, I expect nothing but that. They had our number last year and beat us twice, and that stung to the girls a little bit because I think that they thought that Bethany was a team that they should have beat, and I think we should have too. But Bethany is improved, so it's nothing to dog on them about. They are a much improved program, and those girls are all a year older now, so they've got another year of varsity experience under their belt, and they're going to come back even stronger this year. So yeah, it's not going to be a walk in the park by any means tomorrow.
No, I was going to say, put yourself in my shoes. I'm asking about South Harrison rebuilding a little bit, and here they are. They beat you twice last year, so if your team's not motivated tomorrow, Coach, I don't know what to tell them.
I know. I'm hoping that we come with the motivation from last year. They beat us at home twice on our turf, so that even adds to the fire a little bit more.
Got Trenton, Princeton next Tuesday. That'll be on 101.7. We know what Trenton has. And you mentioned it last week. The senior class is just so experienced, and they have good players underneath that senior class. What I take from Trenton is, and they're so seasoned and smooth with what they do. It just seems like that, and their focus this year to where they just don't make a lot of mistakes on the base pass or in the field.
Yeah, they're tough. I mean, and they're so experienced. Like you said, they have, you know, played in pretty much every varsity inning, I would expect, since they were freshmen. So that's huge. And they play a lot of good competition. So we know what we're getting into as far as Trenton goes next Tuesday. But, I mean, everybody expects them to win. So the way I look at it and what I tell my girls, what do we have to lose? I mean, we have nothing to lose but to go out and play as hard as we can and just try to compete with them. And we did last year. We competed with them. The score was a little bit, I think, misleading as to how the game went, but mm-hmm. we had them to a 1-0 ball game through five innings last year.
And so, I've seen Ainsley where she throws and maybe has, you know, the game where last night was an example against Putnam. She only had three strikeouts. She got a lot of soft infield plays that turned out to be pretty easy plays. But here's the thing. If you put the ball in play, you got speed. And and if you're putting pressure on Trenton's defense, yeah, Trenton might make the plays. But if you have the speed, you're putting the ball in play, you're being the aggressor at that point, too. And that works for the Tigers.
Absolutely. So hopefully that's something that we can use to our advantage and just put a little bit of pressure on them. And so that's definitely something that we're going to try to do.
Coach, when it comes to just getting good practices, and I've been talking with football coaches obviously all day long, but you know it kind of serves the purpose of a softball conversation too. Those practices after school for about 3-4 days running. Obviously, yesterday is not the case because you had a game postponed. But boy, it's been hot and humid, and I'm sure very uncomfortable for the girls.
Yes, and I go back to Saturday. It was just miserably hot all day long in Albany, and so the fact that we were able to play through that, I think, has helped them. Yeah, we didn't win two of our games, but we were, you know, like I keep saying, being able to produce runs. So our focus this week is going to be matching our defense with our offense, and hopefully the two can come together on any given night.
You mentioned Lindsay Batson specifically, Coach. Who else hit the ball really well for you and caught your eye in a good way on Saturday?
Everybody. Honestly, Tom, everybody had a hit. If I were to pick a couple of standouts, then everybody did well, but I have a freshman in Becca Kyle who was our DP all day Saturday, and, you know, she hit the ball hard and off of Sanberry's pitcher. She took one deep to the fence, got caught right at the fence, but you know she's a freshman, and I think she's going to be a really outstanding person for us in that DP role. I really can't. Everybody hit really well. We hit 1 through 9, so it's really hard for me to try and pick standouts. We just did really well as far as offense goes Saturday.
You know what? That's a good problem to have.
Absolutely. absolutely. If I can say that all season long, I'll be a happy coach.
I agree with you. And I'll send some sympathy your way, too, because I was covering the Cameron tournament for Trenton on Saturday, and I was there from about 12:30 to 10:30, so about 10 hours. I had a soda pop for dinner along with a couple of hot dogs at 7:30. I don't think I've ever enjoyed a drink that much. It was hot Saturday all over.
Unreal. It was unreal.
Yeah. Today feels so much better.
Absolutely.
Enjoy practice, Coach, and I will see you down at Trenton next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Tom.